Marty Posen, Sunday morning, start your day the tail way.
So the topic on the sign was which matzahs to buy, and everyone's still sobering up, or getting ready for the next shot. Problem with Purim on Fridays, it doesn't seem to end. Starts like Thursday night and ends, I don't know, it's Matzah Shabbos, it's Sunday, we're still going strong in some places. People still got their parties on tonight. But from Shabbos, we know 30 days before Pesach, so we're allowed to talk about Hilchos Pesach, even though everyone's still in the Purim mode with the strambles. But Shloshim Koidim, there's a machlokes by other Yom Tovim, is there a din of Shloshim Yom Koidim? By Pesach, everyone agrees there's definitely a din of Shloshim Yom Koidim, 30 days before Yom Tov. We discussed so we're fully entitled, even though it's early days, to discuss not only that, but when it comes to things like buying matzahs, I guess we're already late, the signs have already gone up, people are already dealing in their matzahs. So even if there wouldn't be Shloshim Yom, there should be more than Shloshim Chadashim, because matzahs is the sort of thing you have to start early, plan early and buy early. Yeah, at the end I'm going to make my pitch and take 10%. It's interesting, we call it the Yom Tov Pesach. Really, in the Torah called Chag HaMatzis. It is the Yom Tov Matzah. Even when they had the Korban Pesach, which was definitely the main feature of Seidonite, it was still called Chag HaMatzis by the Torah. And the whole idea of Pesach, the HaPosach, the version of Passover and houses, the Korban Pesach, but still, Chag HaMatzis always remains the Torah's version, the Torah's main name of the Yom Tov. So, matzahs is really the feature and the function of the Yom Tov. It's very easy, really, to buy matzahs. You go to the shop nowadays, you pay the money, you get the box, and you're done. But the cleaning and all the preparations that go into it, Korban Pesach was a big avoider as well. So you got your Korban, shechted it, brought it home, roasted it. But the matzah seems very easy and relative. In relative terms to other elements of the Yom Tov, we have to remember it's called Chag HaMatzos. And now, during the Korban Pesach, the only mitzvah derais we're left with is matzos. Besides, we have the Levincha talking about the Nisim of Yisrael Mitzrayim. The only mitzvah we do bepoil, besides the talking, is the matzah. The only mitzvah we have left. So it's important to know to get it right. So Shabbos, which matzahs do we buy? There's different types of matzahs. You get round matzahs, you get square matzahs, you get machine matzahs, you get hand matzahs, all different types of matzahs. Tom just told me this morning, to my matzah, he said, I don't even sell machine matzah. Wow. Yeah, he didn't you the word even said it. I said, why not? He goes, what do you mean? I'm mean, it's not to sell chomets. So everyone's got their take on it. You got people say, what do you mean? Hand matzah. So let's get into it. What it's all about, the machine, the hand. And then the million-dollar question, which is the main point I want to discuss, is what is shmura matzah? People say, is it Shmura Matzah? Someone told me tonight, he didn't used to have Shmura Matzah, and he still has Shmura Matzah. What is Shmura Matzah? So, we'll start right from the beginning. We know, on Pesach, obviously you can't have chametz. Fine. Simple, easy. So really, go through the whole Pesach, eating potatoes, you'll be fine. There's no chametz. Potatoes and meat, great, no problem. However, on Seder night, there's a mitzvah to have matzah. Matzah, you have to always remember, is the closest thing we have to chametz. Because potatoes gone wrong is a stomachache. Matzah gone wrong is chametz. You've got to remember that. So therefore, there are those people, there were Gedolim who used to have a kezias of matzah Seder night, and that's it. They were so worried for chametz, well again, the chiv derais in the first night is a chiv, you don't have a choice. The rest of Yom Tov is not a chiv. If you're not hungry the rest of Yom Tov, you don't know, okay, a suda, there is a mitzvah to wash from a suda, but really, there's no chiv d'araisa, only the first night.
Oh, but every
kezias
is a mitzvah.
We're going to get to that, there's the gon who holds every kezias a mitzvah, but it's not a chiv. So when it comes to a mitzvah, I'm so worried that maybe my mouth says chomets, I don't need to, okay, I can understand. But first night is a chiv, for your nerves, you can't start compromising your chiv. Unless you're mamash chomets. It's hard to know. There was someone who was always machmel, very machmel on good matzah. It's a story from about 30 years ago. And one time he was traveling. He was going from London to Manchester, and there was a problem with the trains. And it was Erev Pesach, which is not the smartest time to travel, especially back then. Bassoff, he ended up in Leeds. And at the time he went to the community, he couldn't work out where to go. There was a shul. He ended up in the shul. And lucky him, there was a box of matzah that had the shul for the Erev. So there was this box of matzah, which was goodness knows how old. Years, tens of years old. But it was a box of matzah, box of matzah, box of matzah. And that's what he ended up eating. Yeah, they were basically. I don't know how shmura, what level they were, but that was what he ended up eating that year. So it's important to know that whatever your chumras are, where's your minimum line? I was once in a shop here, and there was a little old lady that came in. She didn't look like she came from Manchester community, and she wanted matzah to say tonight. And so she bought, you get recusans, I think it's called, I don't know if they do anymore, the little box of matzahs. In my days, of course, the tea matzahs, the 99% fat free ones, and they changed the green, the orange boxes. She bought a box of those for Seder night. It's just great, three matzahs. I realized on her Seder plate, she can save on the silver because it's going to be a tiny little Seder plate that size, and you get little drawers. It's beautiful. Is she eats with that? She said, oh, I can use this for Seder night. They're bite sized, maybe they're mazonas, who knows? And all those kosher, what do we want to say tonight? The mitzvah deraisa of matzah, the whole hoopla before Yom, we clean and we spend astronomical amount of money. I think everyone spends more than they should be spending on Yom Tov. It comes to Yom Tov, the crux of Pesach nowadays without Korban Pesach is that first kazayas matzah, you make the amoitzi, you make amitzvah matzah, you eat your first kazayas, which we overdo the shea kazayas, which is good, but the first few choose you do is your mitzvah deraisa. We want to get it right. What is the chiv matzah? And the biggest question is, what is shmura matzah? Everyone's worried about shmura matzah. The Mishmura says, Dofnan Gimel, Siv Dara, the Mishmura, then on Sikhata Chavalov, says, Hamatzah is shahoichlim b'shte aledis. Two nights, really. We know the first night is deraisa, second night is ke'en deraisa, but the two nights he talks about, chuslarts. B'shte aledis v'shelim, the matzahs you eat the first two nights. This is about the most important Siv Katan to know when it comes to matzah. Lekayim mitzvahs be'erev toichlu matzahs. So lekayim the mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzahs, the first night Pesach, which is the single mitzvah of matzah with all Yom Tov. Unless you give another shittas, every mitzvah is about it. It's called a single chiv. Heim, srichin, shmir yaseirah. They've got to have an extra level of shmir. Heim, srichin, shmir yaseirah. What does that mean? It's not enough that they're not chomets. Because the whole Pesach, you can't eat chomets. Every bit of matzah you eat on Pesach can't be chomets. So what is the shmura matzah? Shmura from chomets? Well, duh. Matzah is shmura from chomets. What's shmura matzah? Say that you need shmura matzah. What is shmura matzah? I don't understand what shmura matzah. The whole Pesach, you can't eat matzahs, there may be chomets. And we said matzah is the closest thing to chomets. So what's shmur matzah? What's the first night? What's this shmir yisera you need? Hello? Shetzorich shimu yisera, an extra shmira. What does that mean? The shave mitzvah matzah. The chsiv is matzah. The matzah is, finally, shetzorich shimur l'shei matzah. That means, over the whole Yom Tov, your matzah has to be guarded from chometz. You got to check it within 18 minutes. And it's all clean, it's all done right. For Seder night, you do the same thing. But, you do l'shei mitzvah matzah. Or Shem Matzah's mitzvah, as they say. Do you know the matzah, maybe everyone's yelling Shem Matzah's mitzvah? What's going on? If it's for third day, Cholamoid, no problem, I'm going to be quiet. Just check it's not Chavetz. But if it's for Seder night, it's going to be done in the Shem, Kavona. Just like you buy sitters, they used to sell at one point, it wasn't so long, about 8-9 years ago, they found a lot of sitters came from China. What's the problem with these Chinese-made sitters? It's not done Lishma. If you make sitters, or mezuzah, or tefillin, or any of these mitzvahs which need Lishma, even schach has to go on a shame sale. If it's not done with the right kavana, it doesn't help. You have two matzahs identical. They look the same, they were made the same, they were made by the same person. One of them, he had kavana, the shame matzah mitzvah. One of them, he had kavana stab, I'm in a bakery, I'm just making these round, flat crackers. The first one, you eat your mitzvah deraisa. The second one, it's not chomot, there's nothing wrong, you can eat it even on the first night. There's no mitzvah matzah the first night. You have not done your mitzvah. The mitzvah is only done by a matzah that's been activated by the kavana b'shas ma'isa. And if you don't have the right kavana, you don't have a kavana, shame has the mitzvah, it doesn't work. The other Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach, Matz made by a cheresh, shayt v'kotzen, even if you're there, you watch it, you give them flour and water, it's a clean, sterile environment, they're making matzah, within 6 minutes these matzahs are made, beautiful, most mahotah matzahs in the world, you can eat them on Pesach, no problem. However, say the night, you know it's a matzah of a goy, say the night, you know it's a it's got to have kavona and machine matzahs mitzvah. This brings us to the shaila of machine. What is a machine? If you're going to hold it, you need a positive, active kavana all the way through, and a machine can't do it. Which is the same shaila by tefillin, by sis. I think with tefillin, I don't think you can get, used to be some, but I don't think today you can get a single place where have electrical machines in a tefillin. I guess tefillin you're paying so much, you want to get it right, because there's a lot of money in it. But matzahs are done by machines, a lot of them are done by machines. What's the shaila? So putting the shaila of chomos aside, we'll discuss that in a minute. First question is lishma. Can a machine be lishma? Do you say that when I press the button and I activate it, it's lishma? Maybe not, maybe yes. These are the shaylas by a machine. That's why they're those, yes.
Is it when they scream the shame matzah mitzvah, is bishas baking, or even when...
You're talking about machine?
No, I'm talking about the round ones.
The hand ones are the whole way through, they don't stop kneading.
The people who roll it are washing it.
So it depends where. You go to a place like Koimimias, which is probably the biggest industrial size handmade matzahs today in the world.
They're
Russian ladies. They are ladies, but they're all Jewish, and they do their Shem Matzah Mitzvah, and every now and again the Mashkiach, the person in charge, bangs out Shem Matzah Mitzvah. They're constantly remembering it. And they're meant to be saying it as well. Shmuel's a chumrah when he paints your tefillin, all these different mitzvahs, you're supposed to say, not think. Think as well. Because to say the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, or by tefillin, Shem is a tefillin, when you paint them black. Anything you do in the mitzvah, you're supposed to have the kavana, and you should even verbalize it. That's what we do. It goes so far, Mishmura says, when you take the water for the Maim Shalanu, all the matzah needs to have Maim Shalanu. What's Maim Shalanu? It's water that they left overnight to be cold. When you scoop it up from the river, you go to Shem Matzah Mitzvah. When you sift it, when you grind it, all these processes, the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. And it comes to the question, even if you buy hand matzah, because you're very from, what about the grinding? It's done by machine. So we're going to get back in a minute, how that works out. But let's start from the last stage. The actual baking of matzahs has got to be done l'shem matzah mitzvah. And the dispute comes to a machine. It says, we'll get to that. It says the Mishnah Berurah deliberately avoided two topics of Mishnah Berurah. If you go through all of Chilak of Mishnah Berurah, there's two topics he avoided. One of them becomes very controversial, and one of them becomes very new. The one that was controversial, he doesn't discuss machine matzah. Deliberately avoided it. At the time, there was a big machlokes. Klaishol was almost split over it, so he avoided it. And the second thing the Mishmura avoids, even though it was invented, it was very new, is electricity. He deliberately avoided talking about electricity. He said it's too new, he didn't know enough about it, that we avoided it. But the first point, the matzahs, he didn't discuss machine matzah. Now you have to remember, when you look at tshuvas from 100, 200 years ago, to a machine matzah, it was a mechanical machine. They were putting in the dough and they were rolling it like this. And that was the shaila. Is it called a shmo? Is it the machine? Is it koi chai? The Gemara talks about you shoot the arrow and the arrow hits something and it catches the fire. Because we were in Baba Kama many years ago. So how far? I press the button, it kicks the electricity, starts rolling. How much of that is me and my kavana? And my kavana works, how much is not? If machine is called, it all goes after the button, great. Shema Tzimitzah, press the button, go home, I'm going to sleep. There's no das, I'm sleeping. And Adalayada, right? I've been drinking Adalayada, and my matzahs are coming on the machine one after the next. All the Shem matzah. That's how the machine works. Does the machine work? Does it not work? This is going to be one of the hotly debated topics. When Eliyahu Navi comes, we'll have to ask him. But there's no clear transition to arrive from the shooting the arrow.
He said before by machine with the hand matzah, he said they have to keep constantly reminding them to say Shem matzah.
Oh, but it could be any human intervention needs a Shem Matzah Mitzvah. By a machine, the human intervention is 1 second. Boom, I'm done.
Always the machine. Needs a constant.
As long as the human's there. When you put the matzah in the oven and they're baking, I don't think Shem Matzah Mitzvah. I sit back and the fire does the work.
That's mad.
Oh, why? Because I put in, the human's done. So it could be, I'm not saying for sure, I'm suggesting, could be by machine, the minute I press the button, I'm done, sit back, put your legs up, go to sleep, adalayada, and for the next 2 weeks, the matzahs are pumping out, round and round, all the shame matzahs, no problem. That's the argument, yes or no. But you realize how severe it is. A lot of people, even if they want to, they say, do you know, really, I hold machine is fine. But I don't want to take the chance of my mitzvah deraisa, one kazayis, I want to chotch get a hand for that, I know for sure it's, unless you worry about chometz. The chomets aside for a minute, after the Shema, even if the old machine's okay, people give out to their family, but for themselves, If the gezeiras is not going to kill you, well, depends on what you get. But usually it shouldn't kill you. And for that, you don't want to run into this shaila of a mitzvah daraisa once a year of Pesach. The next day, second night Pesach, have your machine if you want. But first night, which is daraisa, you want to catch it, your hand will for sure be lishma. And then as you come to the shaila of the chometz, we have time to discuss the chometz. But let's stick to the lishma for now. So you've got the regular hand, we know, is definitely lishma. And the machine, could be not. This is the debate that's always been around and will continue to be around. There's no clear consensus. There's someone told me that he's sorry about chometz, that he wants to have a machine, even though he knows it might not be lishma. Okay? It's a balance. Everything in life is a balance to decide. You have to know how much kashash chometz is it that you prefer to have a machine, which may be better, maybe worse, I don't know. And thereby, possibly compromise the shema, possibly not, we don't know. That's all with the baking. Problem is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Tefillin Gimel, see if the Alad, Shulchan Aruch brings down three shittas, there's the machlokes rishonim. When does the shema start? Some say, Mishas Katira, cutting it, your wheat, go to the field, cut it, you got to cut it, l'shem mitzvah matzah. Some say from Tchina, grinding it, put the machine, starts grinding and breaking up the kernels to flour, and some say from baking, Lisha. The Shulchan Aruch says the minimum is Lisha. For sure Lisha. If you make your dough and then say, oh, it's for matzah, and then put it in the oven, that's no good. From kneading, for sure you have to be machmer. What were we for kneading? I go to the bakery, I go to the place where they make the flour, I got a big pile of flour. What was it? Were you kavanah? No kavanah. We had the goy doing it, no kavanah. Is that matzah good? It wasn't cut lishma, it wasn't ground lishma. So the Mishmura says, Shulchan Aruch, sorry, says, the minimum is this, this is the minimum. But they are shittas that hold. So you have to have even earlier kavanah. So, you, for example, if you stick with the Kovim Mias, which I'm not advocating them at all, just I think they've been around the longest, that those, they have their Rashi Matzahs and the regular Matzahs. Now, what are the Rashi Matzahs? It's not Rashi as we know Rashi, as in Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi Rechaim Shalyan. Rechaim, Tchina means grinding. They're ground Lishma. The Rashi Matzahs, not only is it baked, the Shem Matzahs Mitzvah, when they grind it, they also do it the Shem Matzahs Mitzvah. Put it in the grinder. I actually heard recently that it's not even done by hand, it's done by machine, but it's done by machine l'shem matzah mitzvah. So again, you're back to the shaila machine, but it's done l'shem matzah mitzvah, does that mind? Question is, what does that help? If you look in the Rishonim, it's really machlokes. Some Rishonim hold, when you bake your matzah, what's baking matzah? Baking matzah, you go to the bakery, flour, water, mix it together, stick in the oven, boom, you bake the matzah, that's baking matzah. Some Rishonim say, no, that's just the end. For matzah, you ought to be machme, l'shem matzah mitzvah, from when? From when you say go. When's go? When you cut it. When you plant it, that's just bits of seeds that just end up rotting. Then they grow, that's Ribon Shalom. The minute a human comes along is when? From cutting. From taking your sickle and scythe and slicing this wheat off the ground, that's when it's got to be lishma. Which means you got to grab the wheat, cut it lishma. And you see this photos of Gedolim, photos of Rechaim B'Chashamberg or Moshe, different Gedolim who went down to the fields and they cut their wheat, the Shem Matzvitz and lishma themselves. As Katsira. So that's the machlokes. The question is, where does Tchina come in? And where does this grinding? There's no real shit of grinding. And not only that, but the matzahs available to us today are either done baking lishma or grinding. You can't get Katsira. It is available in Yitzhak. It's very difficult to get. Why is the Rechaim Shalat? What's this Rashi matzahs? It's Tchina. Where's the shit come from? So, it's just the Rosh. The Rosh says, why do you have to be careful? Because in the olden days, what did a mill look like? We know a mill was a water mill. And since there's water in the mill, we're worried the water will splash onto the flour. So you've got to guard it. It's just a practical idea. Which means today that we don't use water mills. It's either done by hand. Always done with a machine. There's no shit of tchin, of grinding. There's no shit of grinding lishma. Why is the whole fuss today? You go to every form has got four matzahs. Do you want the regular or do you want the Rashi? The Rechaim Shalyan. The grinded lishma. The ground lishma. Ground lishma. What's there's a shitter? The Rosh? Because there was water. So here there's no water. There's no water. What's the whole fuss? Just buy the regular ones. They're £4 cheaper. What's going on?
It's nothing to do with lishma.
Oh, not only that. But the Rosh holds is only practical. Now you could say, whenever you have a chashash chometz, grind the lishma. But there's no chashash chometz, so forget. Lishma, there's not even a reason to guard it. Again, go to no one needs to stand there. To put it in the machine and walk off. There's no chashash chometz in our grinding machines today. There's no water there. What's the problem? So this is the shaila that the Heinzikers discuss. What is going on with Rechaim Shalyat? With this grinding? And that's all that's available already. You gotta get regular. Or a chazda. Chazda seems to be a myth. And I've heard people say it's just a myth, it's made up. Not only that, but it gets worse. It gets worse. Because the Mishmur brings from many achrenim. Many achrenim. The Pri Chodosh is the main one he quotes, but he's not the only one. Mishmur says, Yisrael Kadoshim, hey, well, Yidden Klal Yisrael, we're the most amazing nation. Not like Haman said, we are an unbelievable nation. So I was talking to the police last night, and he says, it's unreal this. It's like as wild as it gets, and everyone's fine. Everyone's just, it's just, we're an unbelievable nation. Yisrael Kadoshim, hey, we're unbelievable. Therefore what? Says the Mishmur from these achrenim. Therefore, Yisrael Kadoshim, v'nogid at the minute, le'echol, to eat, matzah, which is made lishma, the whole Pesach. The whole Pesach. That means this matzah, lishma, the whole Pesach. So if I'm a stafrum, and I'm very machmen, I don't have rechaim shaliyad, it's £4, £5, £6 a box, more whatever it is, if you do the minig, you have to do the minig, it's a minig, it's a chiv, the minig is the whole Pesach to eat this. What's going on? The whole thing doesn't even make sense, because it's only the Rosh Hashanah again nowadays. And so, what's the minute? And if, yeah, it's due from Katsira, it's very difficult to know what's going on.
Who controls the new boxes?
Sorry?
Who controls it? The boxes, the Shmoy, all gets mixed up. Who controls it?
No, no, they're stamped on different stamps, they've got different labels. No, no, it's all clearly marked which is which. But the question is, what is going on? What is this Chumrah? What's this minute all about? And there's no, I don't think there's any good answer. It's a very good question. You see, they all try and different shot it. I actually found the sefer given to Dayanduna's father, old Rav, and Dayanduna's father, and it was a sefer given by my great uncle, Dan Rav, Mayor of Esrim, he's 97, I think he is, and Mayor Posen, still traveling the world making big voice, and he gave it to Dayanduna's father for his bar mitzvah present. So I was looking at this sefer, it was very interesting, and then it was about matzah, and I looked what he says. So this sefer wanted to say that maybe you'll get mixed up on Pesach and you won't have the right ones for say tonight. Therefore, as a chumrah, we have these matzahs, the shmoah of Pesach. It's very difficult because Yisrael Kadoshim, because you might get mixed up. It sounds like there's a separate union. So what else told me? Another pshat from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on what he's saying from the Gaon, that seeing as Pesach, the others would say, Shiras Yom Techo Matzahs is a mitzvah, so we want to chat the mitzvah, the shmoah of Pesach. But it's very difficult. That it's also got its questions. So there's no, I don't think there's any perfect malach here. But people tell me, yeah, it doesn't make sense. True, could be, we don't understand it. Lamaisa, these achronim, they come from 100, 200, 400 years ago, and they were saying, it's all Kadosh, we're not going to do it. So, what's this all about? So I want to present, there is an argument to be made, that it's Kadai by the matters anyway. Why? Because, back to our Machlech Rishonim, what do we say? There's a Machlech Rishonim, there's three stages, there's cutting, grinding, baking. Baking, for sure, Lishma, no shayla. Cutting, that's a chumrah, it's a good thing to do. Those are the two shittas. The middle one, it's just the rush, it doesn't really. However, if you have from the beginning, from cutting, right from the beginning you have lishma, you can't now ground by a machine. From the beginning means it's lishma from the beginning and all the way through every stage. So, if you get matzahs which are ground lishma just from grinding, could be it's very sure to understand what's the reason. But if you get from cutting, you must maintain the lishma all the way through and you must have a ground lishma. So, if you use these on grinding matzahs, grinding flour, you say, is it cut lishma? Yeah, okay, makes sense. Not cut lishma, we have our kashas. So our matzah really, if it's ground lishma, what's the point? It's not cut lishma. So there is an argument presented by some poskim, want to say like this. Even if our matzahs are cut by a combine harvester, they want to say it's lishma. So the guy cutting the combine harvester is actually apparently, not about today, this is a couple of years ago, there was only two combine harvesters in Eretz Yisrael. Apparently one was used for chomus, one was used for matzah. That's all. That's what it's used for, nothing else. The guy goes in the machine, it's a yid, he puts on the combine harvester, whole machine kicks into action. The shame matters mitzvah, so I was driving the shame matters mitzvah. But it's a machine, we just said a machine, is the shayla, is it lishma or not? However, could be different. Because when I put on my washing machine, I put it on, press the button, I walk away, it's done. However, everyone here is an adult, when you drive a car, you know, you can't just put the engine on and walk away. Or maybe now, it depends which car you get, the new ones, you just press the button. Take me to London, you sit back. But really, a car, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of human intervention. You're driving, you're putting it into brake, you turn around. If I have a machine, if I have a knife, I go to the field with a knife and I cut my wheat, for sure it's lishma. Fine, no, everyone agrees, lishma. What happens if I use an electric knife, and I go, cutting it? I think it's also lishma. So it may be cutting with a machine, but the human's going like this, cutting it. Without a stunner, it wouldn't do anything. I move it, it's electric, it's working double powered, but I've got to do it like this. If I would take this machine and chop someone's head off, I assume Abdi Khaif, It's my responsibility. Why? Because I'm doing it. I call my Navastar. What serious I do with my hand or do with my foot? I press my foot. As I press my foot, the knife goes along. I stop my foot. The knife stops. Therefore, it could be the Kohen Harvester is Kesira Lishma. If it's Kesira Lishma, you may as well maintain it all the way through and get Rechaim Shaliad and make sure the grinding is done Lishma, the baking for sure done Lishma, and your matzahs you might buy will be the highest level matzahs of Lishma. Look at all the Rishonim. And you got the Prechazah Shabbat Halacha brings. Also, if it's not Kesira Lishma, you're not Yitzah. Say that you're not Yitzah, which is a Palafika Shchidish. But if you get these matzahs of Rechaim Shaliad, so people say Rechaim Shaliad, it's not cut Lishma. The answer is it's very likely it's cut Lishma. It's one of these things you're never going to have a clear answer on. Is a combine harvest called Lishma? Is it not? But you hear, you understand, presented now with this idea that since the human is pressing the pedal and driving, gets the end, turns around, goes back, there's so much human input here, and therefore when he has Kavana, it could be, it would work, and it would cut Lishma. Therefore, if you buy Rechaim Shaliad, it's likely you have in your hand the highest quality matters of Lishma, and you have your Mitzvah Deraisa. I'll say today, according to all the Shittas.
Is that true today also, that what the tribe is that the machine knows about Lishma?
Yeah, the person can't eat Zichat of Lishma. The Shaila is how electric the machine is. But I think wherever we get, whatever Elon Musk presents us with, I don't think he's going to be making an electric combine harvester where it goes, you know, by itself. Maybe one day. So then you'd have the Shaila. But as long as the driver is actually turning and pressing the pedal...
He knows that's going to go from outside.
Yeah, the person doing it definitely does Lishma. Yeah. That's why they do it. Dafka, Lishma, Tachapara, and the Shitta. It's likely your matzah now, Siriz Yad, and Lishma all the way through. And that's why, if you have these matzahs, really, if you can, there's a chumrah to have it the whole Pesach. There's a minik. People say a waste of money. It's about 5-6 pounds a box more, and people are not buying. You buy how many boxes? Between 2 and 10 if you've got a huge family. 40 quid. I don't know if you've been to the women's clothes shop yet, but 40 quid for matzahs is pretty cheap for a possible mitzvah Isa first night. And a minik the whole yontav compared to what the clothes are costing us. So therefore, it's not crazy money. Is it a chiv? You can't say it's a chiv. It could be not lishma, could be not. Could be common houses, not good lishma, could be not. But it could be, yeah, and for such a small amount of money, you can have around a possible miss their eyes and go to all shitters. Say tonight, and it's all Kadosh, babe, the whole thing.